Holy Ghost is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Holy Ghost is here. And the angels of the Lord, they are here. And they are distributing blessings. Today is a day of blessing. Today is a day of the gift of the Holy Ghost. So take advantage of this moment and begin to make demands of the Holy Ghost. Take advantage of this moment and begin to make demands of the Holy Ghost. That which you want, begin to make demands of them right now. Begin to make demands of them right now. That which you want, take advantage of this moment in His presence and begin to make demands of the Holy Ghost. Begin to take advantage of this moment. 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 The Holy Ghost is here. Whatever that you want, whatever that you desire, take advantage of the Holy Ghost that is here right now. The angels of the Lord, they are here. The angels of the Lord, they are here. Hey, lakabarabarabarabadonza hish, elimbradi heka donza hashimbradi adoska, heke dadadabadonza hishambradi adoska. The Holy Ghost, hey, He's bringing healings to you right now. The Holy Ghost, He's multiplying His grace upon you. He's multiplying His grace upon you. There's a multiplication of the Holy Ghost. There is a multiplication of the Holy Ghost. There is a multiplication of the grace of God here. There's a multiplication of the grace of God by the Holy Ghost. There is a multiplication of His grace by the Holy Ghost. By if you have never spoken in tongues before, if you have never felt His presence before, take advantage of this moment, because you will speak in other tongues. Begin to edify yourselves in the Holy Ghost. Begin to edify yourself in the Holy Ghost. Begin to dance in the Holy Ghost. Begin to dance in the Holy Ghost. Begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Begin to rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Begin to rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Hekariandes, lebradi hekarianda rabadarabadons, lekedededebadoska. Holy Spirit, begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Begin to call upon the name of Jesus. Begin to call upon the name of Jesus. Begin to call upon the name of Jesus. The Lord is here. The lifter up of your head is here. The glory of your head is here. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. And He says to you that you that has been feeling sick in your body, He says, I've taken that sickness away. You will not feel them anymore. That sickness, that infirmity in your body that has defied all kinds of medications, He says, I've taken them away. He says that this service is for you. I have brought my healing upon you. My healing hands have rested upon you. And therefore that pain is no more. He says that pain is no more. He said that discomfort is no more. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we lift up our hands towards you. And we say thank you for the life that you have given to us. Father, it's a privilege to be here today. Father, there are many of them who are not alive. But here we are, dancing in your presence. Father, I thank you because this dancing and this shouting and this rejoicing will be sustained in our lives. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you because this is the moment of the word. I pray that the words of yours that will come, they will come simple today in the name of Jesus. And your words, oh God, will bring help to them that need help. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that your word, oh God, will come as a succor to them who need it. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, may your word bring favor today to as many of them that are here. In the name of Jesus. From this moment, they will begin to experience favor in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for you have instructed that there's a multiplication of your grace even in this service. Thank you for this multiplication of grace. This grace, oh God, shall follow them all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I thank you because that hopelessness, your word will take it away today. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, your word will come. Father, it will come and it will permeate the hearts of them that are here today. Father, they will hear one thing that will bring solution to their challenges. In the name of Jesus. Father, that challenge, a word, Lord, will come today and it will bring solution to it. In the name of Jesus. Today you will show us a way of escape from that temptation, from that trial. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, that which has become impossible in our lives, Father, your word will crumble them today. In the name of Jesus. I say your word will crumble them today. In the name of Jesus. Father, your word will bring, oh God, a kind of light that no darkness can withstand. Father, every darkness, oh God, Father, will be dissipated by the light of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this is our service. It is the service of the Holy Ghost. It is the service of the word of God. Thank you, oh God, even as they come, your heart will be a fertile ground. In the name of Jesus, your heart will be a fertile ground. In the name of Jesus, it will not enter from one ear and go from the other ear, but it will enter and it will be retained in your heart, and you will know what to do with them. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Can you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Look at your neighbor and say, congratulations. Hallelujah. Look at the other neighbor and say, congratulations. You know why? Because the Lord has done it for you. And that is the reason. Look at your neighbor again and say, congratulations for our third year anniversary. Hallelujah. Then look at the other neighbor and say, congratulations, for we have soared into the fourth year. And this fourth year is going to be a wonderful year for every member of Element of Caris. In the name of Jesus. Next year celebration, it is going to be wonderful. And remember, we said, God said, in the next anniversary, we will not celebrate it here. I don't know if you heard that. In the fourth year anniversary celebration, it will not be celebrated here. Praise God. That anniversary will be celebrated in our own land. Give the Lord a big hand.
Hallelujah. Today, we're just going to talk briefly on a topic I've titled Productivity is a Believer's Heritage. Productivity, a Believer's Heritage. Hallelujah. That is to say that productivity is an heritage for every believer. So every believer is supposed to be productive. That's what that scripture means. That's what that title means. Hallelujah. You know, productivity is just that ability of an individual to complete tasks. Ability of an individual to deliver on a task that is given to him. Praise God. It means when someone, an individual, delivers a particular responsibility or a particular task with so much efficiency and effectiveness, praise God, that person is able to, you know, deliver it in record time and with a minimal resources, application of resources. Praise God. So it's simply efficiency and effectiveness in that which you engage in. Whatever that you engage in, you are able to deliver it. Praise God. Whatever task that you have at hand, you are able to deliver it. Hallelujah. It means, it simply refers to how efficiently an individual completes a task, you know, and achieves goals. When someone sets a goal, now you are able to achieve those goals effortlessly. You are able to achieve them within record time. Praise God. You are able to, you know, do them rightly. Hallelujah. You know, there is one thing that is very sure for a Christian. Now, it doesn't matter how that you go around, but if you're a believer and you have the Holy Ghost in you, something is certain, and that thing that is certain is that you will never go wrong, because the Holy Ghost can never lead you wrong. I don't know if you got that. The Holy Spirit can never lead you wrongly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, an heritage is simply an inheritance. It's simply an individual possession. It means a portion that has been allotted to you. So productivity, a believer's heritage, means it means your ability to deliver something, praise God, you know, rightly. And it means that you are able to it's your portion to be able to deliver something in record time, rightly, with minimal resources. This is who you are. It's your heritage. It's your inheritance. That's how that God has made you. A believer should not just, you know, be wasteful. Praise God. A believer should not just not have the capacity and the ability to be able to deliver something that has been entrusted to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's an inheritance. It's your inheritance to be able to be productive. That's what it means. It's your inheritance as a believer to be productive. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. You know, every time I mention Genesis, you know, some people call me the Genesis man. Some people call me, in fact, every time I take the mic, they must hear me mention a book in Genesis. But you know why it is usually so? Genesis is the beginning of everything. And every other book of the Bible is derived from the book of Genesis. Because Genesis is the beginning. So everything that comes after will come from the beginning. So every time I mention the book of Genesis, it is because I want you to get I want you to know what it exactly means. Hallelujah. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And you know, I like to mention something here. You know, the book of Genesis is like the ground norm of the Bible. You know, the Bible is the manual of God. Praise God. Is the manual of God. But the book of Genesis is like the constitution of a country. And if a country leaves the constitution and begin to do other things, then that country is heading for confusion. Praise God. That country will not succeed. There will be chaos in that country. Hallelujah. So you cannot be talking about the Bible and not take reference from the book of Genesis, because that is where everything derives from. And that book says, verse 28, chapter 1 of Genesis, it says, "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." This is what the Bible says. It says God blessed them. Who are the them? Adam and Eve. Praise God. So God blessed man. Praise God. He said, God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and then have dominion. In this verse, there is God's blessing. In this verse, there is God's command. In this same verse, there is God's mandate to man. And then in this same verse, there is God's continued process for creation. In this same verse of Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, that same particular verse, there is all of this embedded in this scripture. And so this particular verse is so much loaded. Now, God is telling us that as a man that I have created, you just have to be productive. That is the mandate of God to man, to be productive. Praise God. He says, be fruitful. He says, multiply. He says, fill the earth. All of these things are, he says, is being productive. And he says, have dominion. He says, the earth dominion has been given to you as a man. That means continued process of creation. Praise God. Accordingly, man is meant to live a productive life. From creation, from the very beginning of time, man is meant to live a productive life. This is God's command. It is God's mandate to man. It is God's heritage to his children. This is what he said to Adam and Eve. He blessed them, God's blessings to them. And then he gave out the commands. These are the things that are your heritage. Praise God. This is now today, you know, we don't know how to personalize the word of God. We don't know how to personalize them. We hear the word of God, but we do not know how to personalize them. And this is one of the challenges that the believers have. The inability to personalize the word of God to their lives. Praise God. And watch it, you know, work out for them. Hallelujah. So productivity is God's inheritance to you. It is your godly possession. It is your allotted portion, productivity. The only thing that God has asked you to do from the beginning is to be fruitful, to fill the earth, to subdue it, to multiply. This is what God has asked you to do. So if you are not doing this one, you are living short of God's command to you as a man. If you are not productive in life, then you are not living according to God's instruction to you. If I were you, what I would do is today, I will personalize this particular scripture to my life, to myself. Praise God. I will personalize it. The truth is that as a believer, you must be conscious of this particular verse. Verse 28 of the book of Genesis chapter 1. Praise God. Now, looking at that scripture, hallelujah. God blessed them. Blessed in that rendering means empowered. Praise God. So God empowered Adam and Eve. When God created Adam and Eve, he empowered them to be fruitful. So God also, you know, I said that every other book of the Bible derived from here. Praise God. So it's important that you know that you are empowered by God to be productive in life. It's your heritage. It's your inheritance. It is God's. It's what God has given to you as his creation. Praise God. It means empowered. So God empowered Adam and Eve to be productive. Praise God. He says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and then have dominion. This is what God has given to you. Praise God. This is one of the primary responsibilities that God gave to man. You know, there is a popular prayer that I usually, every time I write someone, I would always add, God bless you. Praise God. That is one of the things that I usually do not fail to write when I write anything to someone. Praise God. Or whether I pray for someone. At the end of the day, I will say, God bless you. This God bless you is very loaded. Don't take it lightly. It means God empower you. Praise God. It means God empower you to be fruitful. It means God empower you to be productive. It means God empower you to soar, to live above the challenges of life. That's what it simply means. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it means that God has actually conferred you, or God confers you with benefits. You know, praise God. Or some kind of, he loads upon you some fruitful things. Hallelujah. That's what it means. So I like that you know what that actually means. So don't take it lightly. Or somebody tells you, God bless you. Say amen. That amen should mean something to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But, you know, I want to ask you, can man really bless God? Can man bless God? Hallelujah. Can man bless God? Nobody's talking. Have you not said, Father, I bless you? Don't you pray that prayer? Have you not said, God, I bless your name? Jesus, I bless you. So when I say, can man bless God, you're looking at me. We must begin to understand some of these things, because these are the things that will ever work in your life. Praise God. These are the things that will stand you out. Hallelujah. For man to bless God, it doesn't mean the same when God blesses man. There are two different things. When man blesses God, it means you're worshiping God. It means, is the Hebrew word, the Greek word for it is barak. It means that you're praising God. It means that you're declaring the supremacy of God. It means that you're saying, God, you are everything when you bless God. So it's possible to bless God. But in your blessing God, it means that you're worshiping God. It's not the same as when God blesses you. Do you get it now? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the command of productivity is what God bestows on man. God gave Adam a job. You know, God likes to demonstrate some of these things. And, you know, we read it and then we walk past. When God said, when the Bible says, and God blessed them, God demonstrated it. Praise God. He says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion. And so God demonstrated this one in the life of Adam. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, the Bible says that God took Adam and brought him into the garden of Eden. And then he says, be here. Now you will keep this place. You will tend it. He said, then the Lord took the man, Adam, and put in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. So God gave Adam a job in demonstration of what he has told him to do, which is to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, to replenish the earth, and to have dominion over it. Praise God. That's why God put man and gave him that job, so that he will live that way. Now, this is what God also wants us to do. And this is how that we will live our lives. In other words, everything that we do, we should be productive. Whatever that you do, whatever that your hands have found to do, you should be productive. Praise God. God wants you to multiply it. He wants you to increase it. He wants you to expand. Praise God. That's why he put him there. It's a demonstration of his command to man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this is another way that God lets us know that man must walk, and that man is meant to walk and be responsible. A man who doesn't work and productive. A man who doesn't work and productive in any way is not responsible. A man who doesn't work and productive in any way is not responsible. Praise God. God wants us to work. God wants us to work and then be productive. And this brings me to a point where, you know, before Eve was brought out of Adam, God first of all engaged Adam. Praise God. He gave him a job. He said, you must do this one. Now, you find it is very wrong, and maybe you will take this one, praise God, and go home with it. You are a lady here, and then you meet a man who is not working, and then he wants to marry you. Don't marry. I don't know if you're hearing me. If you meet a man as a spinster, as a young lady, and that man is not working, do not marry him until he finds work. Praise God. Because if you marry him, before Eve was brought to Adam, Adam was busy. Adam was working. I don't know if you're hearing me. Before Eve was brought to Adam, Adam was working. He was doing something. Praise God. God did not make a mistake. He didn't make a mistake. He knew what he was doing. So if you are here as a lady, don't say it will be good. You know, it is in church that will tell you the truth. Because if it happens, listen, you are changing the tide. You're changing the way that God has made it. Every time you change the way that God has made something, there are consequences. And if you do so, you will live with the consequences. Praise God. It's important that when a man comes to you and says he wants to marry you as a lady, be sure that the man is working. It is different from when a man is already working and you're married and he loses his job. They are not the same. Praise God. They are not the same. This for another day. They are not the same thing. Hallelujah. So we must live according. We must personalize the word of God in our lives. And then we'll see the benefits. Then we'll live peacefully. We'll live in such a way that there will be no regrets. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a man who is not working, A man who is not doing anything, a man who is not productive, will be hungry. This is one of the reasons why you must be productive in life. If you're a man, you're not working, firstly, you're not responsible. If you're a man who is working and you're not productive, the Bible says that you'll be hungry. Praise God. Then how are you going to take care of the woman? How are you going to take care of the other people? Praise God. There's someone here, you are saying, what kind of message is here? And maybe say, if your girlfriend is here, don't worry, if after hearing this message, she says to you, bros, go and get a job before we continue. It's fine. Even the lady has helped you. Praise God. The lady has helped you. And she has also helped herself. Hallelujah. The lady has helped you and has also helped herself. Hallelujah. If that man does not marry you, there's another man that will marry you. If that woman does not marry you, there's another woman that will marry you. And whoever that you marry, at the end of the day, you have married, you have paid the bride price. She has become your wife. And until death do you part. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So such a man who is not working and is not productive, honestly speaking, will be hungry. The Bible lets us know in the book of Proverbs chapter 10, if you look at verses 4 and 5, it says laziness breeds poverty. Laziness breeds what? Poverty. He said, he who has a slack hand becomes poor. In other words, he that is lazy will be poor. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. He's telling us that any hand that is productive, hallelujah, any hand that is productive will live well. That's what it means. A hand that is diligent, it is talking about a productive hand. And this is what God wants us to do, for which he has demonstrated in the life of Adam. Praise God. He said, he who gathers in verse 5, he said, he who gathers in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. Is they talking about the same thing? God wants you to be productive in life. He said, this is your heritage. This is your inheritance from God. It is what God gave you from the beginning. It's something that you must know. You don't live your life carelessly. No. Praise God. You don't live your life carelessly. It's something that you must do. And in fact, you must be conscious of it. You must be intentional about this one. There are men who will sleep and then they wake up by 10 o'clock. They say, I'm tired. Listen, you're heading for destruction. Hunger will so beat you. Praise God. And let me tell you, you're married here. Your husband will sleep from night till morning at 7 o'clock, at 8 o'clock. He's still snoring. Wake him up. Say, my brother, you cannot be snoring at this time. Because if you don't do that one, hunger will fire you. It's not a laughing matter. Praise God. It's not a laughing matter. It's a serious matter. This is one of the reasons why Christians are not where they're supposed to be. The Christians are not where they're supposed to be. The Bible says that people perish. My people have perished because they have lacked knowledge. Listen, after today, I pray that God will give you a revelational knowledge about his word. And that's why I said today, you may hear something that will bring you, that will lift you up. Hallelujah. We sang a song that God himself is the lifter up of your head. And then he is the glory of your life. Listen, if you don't do anything, if you don't do these things that we're saying, it will not be so. Praise God. It will not be so. You are praying outside his line. You are praying outside his word. And God does not function that way. Hallelujah. There's what the Bible refers to as the shiftless. You know who is a shiftless? It's a man that is indolent. It's a man that is lazy. It's a man that is, you know, a man that does not have ambition. Ambitionless man. There are men who are, they don't have ambition. They don't even know where they're heading to. Please, if you're here as a lady, before you get hooked up with a man, ensure that that man has ambition. Ask questions. Because if you don't ask questions now, you will ask plenty questions later. Praise God. You cannot be living with a man who does not have ambition. You cannot be living with a man who will make you to go hungry. There are some of us today, we are here. Every day hunger beats us. We are crying. You're waiting on God to turn things around. Yes, God will turn things around, but when you know what to do. Hallelujah. We cannot substitute what we are supposed to do with prayers. It's an error. That's an aberration. Praise God. That's not how God puts it. That's not how God works. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that's what the Bible refers to as the shiftless. A man who will eventually go hungry. A man who does not have ambition. A man who is lazy. There are many men who are lazy. They come up with excuses. Today, you must stop it. God is speaking to you today. He says that productivity is your heritage. Productivity is your inheritance. It's been from the beginning of time. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible says? You know what the Bible says in the book of John chapter 15? And then if you look at verse 16, Jesus tells us. He says that he has chosen us. We are not the one that chose him. He already loved us and he has chosen us. And he says he has already ordained us. He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. This is God's command to us. God, Jesus, chose us. Jesus came to reiterate this one. He came to reiterate what was done from the beginning of time. Because man has lost focus. Man has lost it. And so Jesus came and he began to talk about it again. He said, listen, I have chosen you. God made us from the beginning of time. And he gave us all the mandate. He said, we should go and be fruitful and do all that we need to do. I talked about the new earth. I talked about how that God wants to, bring about renewal of the earth. That is all about this. And Jesus came and still said it. He said, you did not choose me. I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit. That your fruit should remain. That whatever that you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. It is when you're walking. How can you not be walking? And you say, God should bless you. God will bless something that you're doing. Or don't you understand? God cannot bless. Listen, when Jesus wanted to feed the 5,000 men and plenty children, what did he say? He said, I am looking for something. Who has something? Is it that God could not have commanded something from everywhere? God did it when he asked manna to fall. But we're not in that era anymore. We're not in that dispensation anymore. There is something that you have got. God wants to bless. God will bless that which you have currently. Praise God. That's what God will bless. Say, you have to be productive. Whatever that I've given to you, be productive with it. And whatever that you ask, in the name of Jesus, he said, God in heaven will give it to you. You will not ask for something that you are not doing anything. You're asking God to create it for you. It doesn't work that way. Praise God. And that's why many of us have remained where we are. Start from where you are. Start small. Start doing something small. I will show you because I'm rounding off. Today we're not going to take time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So to be unproductive is to be ungodly. If you're not productive, it means that you're not godly. Because a godly person must be productive. Praise God. In line with his word from the beginning of time. The book of Psalm chapter 1 verse 1, if you go to verse 3, says, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And he said, blessed is the man that does not stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is also the man that does not sit in the seat of scornful. That's what the Bible says. But he said, blessed is the man who understands the revelation in his word. He said, the man who delights in his word, in his law, day and night, he meditates upon it. He said, that is the man that will be blessed. He's talking about, for God to bless you. Now, it is not impossible that you engage in wrong things and you think that you're blessed. God says, no. Firstly, I will not even bless something that I'm not part of. Praise God. So he says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That means empowered is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but empowered is the man who delights in my law, who delights in my word, who takes note of what I have said, and he's doing it. He said, blessed is that man. You know, the Bible says something. He said that the blessings of God makes rich and comes with no sorrow with it. Am I correct? Now, for every blessing you get, not in the way of the Lord, for sure it will come with sorrow. That's what the Bible means. It will come with sorrow. But that one that comes from the way of the Lord, it does not come with any sorrow. So if you're doing something and then you think that you're being blessed, oh, you say, what does it profit a man when you think you've gained the whole world and then you lose your soul? That's what he's referring to. You're doing something that is not in accordance with the word of God. He says, it at the end of the day, it will come with sorrow and you'll be consumed in it. He says, so do not find yourself walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He said, do not find yourself sitting in the seat of the scornful. That is to say, do not be in the bevy of the unbelievers. Do not find yourself with people who are doing wrong things, even though they think that they are being blessed. That's not blessing, because it will come with its own sorrow. Praise God. He said, but blessed is the man who delights in the law of God. He meditates upon it there and night. You know what it means to meditate upon the word of God? It means that you're thinking about it and with a view to applying it to your life, with a view to personalizing it. When the Bible says meditate upon it, think about it, see how you can personalize it, and then work it out. He said that is the time that you bless. He said you'll be like a tree that's already planted by the streams of waters. That every season you're going to be bearing good fruit. You're going to be bearing fruits in due season. Look at it, say, he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of waters, that brings forth his fruit in due season, whose leaf shall not also wither, but whatever he does shall prosper. So whatever that you do in accordance with the word of God, he said you will prosper. Even if it's a car that you're frying, you will prosper. Even if it's a chin-chin that you're making, you will prosper in it. Whatever business that you're doing, you will prosper in it. That's what the Bible says. But it says, be doing something. Did you not see it? That whatever that he does, he doesn't say when you're sleeping that you will prosper. No, he says when you're sleeping, hunger will strike you. That's what he says. You will feel so much hungry. And then hatred. Listen, a hungry man is an angry man. Praise God. Go and ask families, husband and wife. If they are quarreling, it's because there's no money. Most of the time, no money. Praise God. Most of the time, because they don't have enough. And this is not how that God wants us to live. When God put Adam, you know what he told Adam? He said, listen, eat everything in this garden, they are all yours. He said, listen, I give you the authority. I have empowered you. So whatever that you want to eat, eat. He just said, don't eat from this one only. But everything is all yours. Abundance is your inheritance. Be productive is your inheritance. Praise God. You cannot be working in a company and you're not producing results. You will soon be fired. Or don't you know? You're working in a place. Oh, no wonder Jesus said. He said, listen, there is that which you will give to God. There is also that which you will give to Caesar. He said, give to God which belongs to God. And then give to Caesar which belongs to Caesar. He's saying, there are things that you must do in this earth. There are rules of engagement in this earth. There are things you will do in this earth. There are things, in other words, there is time to pray to God. Don't substitute what you should do with prayer. It will not work. And that's why you see prayer warriors who cannot buy toothpaste to brush their mouth. And yet they are prayer warriors. You see prayer warriors who cannot buy clothes to wear. Yet they are prayer warriors. They pray good prayer and they have anointing. When they touch you, they will fall. And after that, you have fallen, they'll come and beat you. Please, can you buy me a bag of rice? God forbid. That's not how it works. Anointing can work. When it works, the man should be able to minister to you. God will cause him to minister to you. Praise God. But you're doing something. It's not that you're a prayer warrior and yet you cannot do anything for yourself. It does not work that way. He says, productivity is your inheritance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, whatever that he does, he said, but it is not so with the ungodly. In chapter, I think in verse 4. He said, it is not so with the ungodly. He's like a chaff that is blown by wind. Praise God. He said, yeah, the ungodly are not so, but you are like a chaff which the wind drives away. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you're, it doesn't matter how that you think you're progressing. The time will come when the wind will blow, and like a chaff, that thing will blow away. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, He says an empowered man is a happy man. And that's where you see, he will say, blessed is the man, happy is the man, empowered is the man who delights in the law of the Lord. And that's why what that book in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 means, that verse, you know, it talks about effectiveness. The effectiveness of that scripture is that in your life, you should be productive. It determines how that you eventually become. Praise God. You know, the Bible asks us in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. He says you're a chosen generation. He says to all that he's the one that chose us. He says that you're a chosen generation. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Not 2 Peter. He says that you're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A people. A peculiar people. In other words, a people that belong to God. That you may show forth your excellencies. In other words, you may show forth your praise. Who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? You know what it means? It says that as a believer, as the one that has been chosen by God, everything, every time you put your hands on something, it must prosper. He said, what is your evidence? As a believer, what's your evidence? What evidence are you coming up with? He said, you should show forth your evidences. Come with your evidences. As a believer, when you come, people should respect you. Praise God. I had a meeting with some people yesterday. And in fact, they came with a different mind. And then I began to speak to them. They said, lie, it won't happen. I said, listen, I am the pastor. I'm a pastor. So whatever I tell you here, you will take. And that is what is going to stand. It came to a point when they began to quarrel among themselves. As I was the one that settled it, praise God. But that settlement came in my favor. Don't you understand? He said, it is because you're a pastor. That's what we're taking. That's how it should be. I have an evidence. Praise God. You cannot look at me and you say, this man, the God that he's serving, is a failed God. It's not possible. When you look at me, they told me, don't worry, we'll start coming for service. They don't go to church, but they will start coming for service. You must present an evidence. What is your evidence as a believer? What is your own evidence as a believer? Praise God. What is your evidence as a believer? What is your evidence? For this same cause, the Father endues the believer with the Holy Ghost. That's the essence of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. In the book of Acts chapter 1, I am rounding off now. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That which you couldn't do because you had already derailed. You're already walking on the wrong path. He said, that which you could not do, when I come on you, when I live inside of you, I will endue you with power. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And what did he say? You shall become witnesses unto me. He said, you shall become my evidence. And that you'll be able to speak about me in everywhere. He said, in Jerusalem. He said, in Judea and in Samaria. And even unto the utmost part of the earth. That's your boldness. That's your evidence. You know what it means to receive power? The power that he talks about here is that dynamic ability. It's an inherent power inside of you. It is a regenerative power. That power that kind has the ability to regenerate itself. In other words, when you're a believer, you have that kind of power inside you. That power that can regenerate, praise God, that will make you to be productive. If you're here, your company is not speaking about you. Your company, you work in an organization, and they're not talking about your goodness. They're not talking about the good things that you're doing. Something is wrong. You need to check your life. Something must be wrong. Praise God. These are the things that make you a Christian. Hallelujah. These are the things that make you a Christian. You should be able to have that dynamic ability. It's inside of you. That's the power that Jesus talked about. That's the power that God brings upon the believers. We couldn't do it before, but now, by him living on the inside, by him coming upon us, we can do it, and then we can present an evidence. Praise God. It is this evidence that people will see. Oh, the Bible says, let your light so shine so that people will see it. What do you mean by that? He's saying, we want to see the evidence in your life. He said, when we see the evidence, then we will come and then give glory to God. That's what the Bible says. I'd like you to stand to your feet. Hallelujah. God.
So you must live differently. You must have that inherent power. You must have that ability, that strength to be able to present something. You must be an evidence. You must be an excellency of God. You must have that regenerative power inside you. You must have that ability. So nothing dies in your hand. If you're here, they give you something, it dies. If you're here, they ask you to do something, it dies. If they give you a task, you are not able to deliver it. Listen, you are not of God. God is not proud of you. It is ungodly to be unproductive. It's ungodly to be unproductive. Hallelujah. It's ungodly to be unproductive. So this morning, I just want you to pray a very simple prayer. And I'm sure you'll be helped. Hallelujah. Say, Father, let the anointing of grace be activated in my life in Jesus' name. Can you pray that simple prayer? As the Lord, you know, the grace is available. The Bible says Jesus has already brought grace. It's available, but you are going to pray that prayer that grace, the anointing of that grace, let it be activated in your life. That everything that you touch will be turned to gold. Praise God. You know, there are people, they are in Department A, and they are doing well. And people began to envy them. They say, oh, there is so much happening in this place. And then everybody wants to go to that place. And then the higher boss takes that person away from there and puts him in Department C, where the other people were. And then he goes to Department C and everything begins to blossom. Praise God. What is happening? There is something that he knows that these other people do not know. The grace is working in his life. The grace is operational in his life. Praise God. Grace has already is there. Praise God. Grace is there. And I pray that this grace is multiplied. But even as much as it is multiplied, you will ask, God, let it be operational in my life. That everything that my hands touch will become a success in the name of Jesus. Can you pray that prayer? Lord, to cause that anointing of grace to be operational in your life, ask him to help you to understand what we're talking today, that you'll be able to take advantage and take opportunity. This is an opportunity. This thing, these words, they are opportunity, and I pray that they will find the expression in your heart, and I pray that as you hear them today, you will be able to put them to good use. Say, Father, let the anointing of grace be activated in my life in the name of Jesus. Can you pray that prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, let that anointing of grace, let that anointing of grace, let that grace be activated in my life. Let it be operational in my life in the name of Jesus. Let that anointing of increase be operational in my life in the name of Jesus. Let that anointing of productivity be operational in my life in the name of Jesus. Let that Mimshak anointing be operational in my life. That anointing of expansion, let it be operational in my life. Father, let that anointing of spreading be operational in my life in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Ask the Lord to help you so that you'll be able to spread to the right and then to the left, backwards and front in the name of Jesus. That nothing that is given to you dies. Say, oh Lord, let nothing given to me die in my hand in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to help you that nothing that is ever given to you dies in your hand. ask the Lord that whatever that these hands of yours touch, that it shall become progressive, it shall become productive in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, I declare. Say, oh Lord, I declare. My head is a symbol of my glory. My hand is a symbol of productivity. My hand is a symbol of my productivity. My head is a symbol of my glory. Say, my destiny be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Bakadashka, can you pray that prayer? Say, oh Lord, I want to hear you pray this prayer. Say, oh Lord, I declare my head is a symbol of my glory. My hand is a symbol of my productivity. Say, my destiny be lifted up in the authority name of Jesus. Say, my destiny be lifted up in the authority name of Jesus. Akadashka, can you pray that prayer? Mashando hozombradi hadeshka. Declare that your head is a symbol of your glory. Declare that your hand is a symbol of your productivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, Makadosko palande hijum brodi hadeshka, Malakadoska, begin to declare, Maliande hisha pradi hadeshka, begin to declare that your head finds visibility in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare that your hands find visibility in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare that your destiny finds visibility in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare that whatever that you do prospers in the name of Jesus. That whatever that you do prospers in the name of Jesus. That nothing that you do fails. That nothing that you do fails. That nothing that you do fails in the name of Jesus. Can you begin to say, Heavenly Father, say, Heavenly Father, I am blessed in my relationship. I am blessed in my job. I am blessed in my marriage. I am blessed in my business. I am blessed in everything that I do in the name of Jesus. Can you pray that prayer? Begin to declare that you're blessed in your relationship. Begin to declare that you're blessed in your job. Begin to declare that you're blessed in your business. Begin to declare that you're blessed in your sphere of life. In the name of Jesus, begin to declare that you're blessed in every endeavor of yours. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to declare that everything is working out for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus, Akadashka, begin to declare that whatever that your hands find to do, they are blessed in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare that whatever your hands find to do, that they are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, shakadosko palande hijumbradi hadiska. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so, Father, I declare that what your people have heard today will make a difference in their lives. Father, I pray that these ones here, they will be like trees that are planted by the rivers of waters. Like the words of Jesus say in John chapter 15 verse 1, Jesus speaking, he says, I am the vine, and that my Father, God himself, is the vine dresser. I say, God is the husbandman. And he says that we are in verse 4 or 5, that we are the branches. And he says, as much as we are producing, we will be pruned. But that if we are not producing, he says that we will be cut off. Father, I pray that we will never be cut off in the name of Jesus. And I pray that we are producing right fruits in the name of Jesus. I pray that we are bearing fruits according to the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, everything that we put our hands, Lord, is prospering in the name of Jesus. Father, everything that we put our hands, we are making progress with it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as a branch of Jesus, Father, I will never be cut off. I will never be cut off. Rather, I am bearing good fruits in the mighty name of Jesus. I am bearing good fruits in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, everything that I do and I touch is blessed in the name of Jesus. In my relationship, I am blessed. In my job, I am blessed. And so in your own relationship, you are blessed. In your own job, you are blessed. In your own marriage, you are blessed. In your businesses, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the command of the Lord given to Adam and Eve, they are operational in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, in what you do, you shall multiply it. In what you do, you shall be replenished. That which you use up, it shall be replenished. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that that dominion mandate that is given to man is operational in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll be able to command respect wherever you go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you shall become an evidence for Jesus. I pray that you shall become an evidence for Jesus. I pray that your light will shine continuously. And I pray that men will see those lights shining and that will be drawn to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, men will give their life to God because of you. Men will give their life to God because of you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you will not fail. I declare that you will not fail. I declare that you will not be overwhelmed in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that God will give you wings that used to soar above the vicissitude of life in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that no one will make mockery of your God before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because it's another new beginning. Father, in our fourth year, we shall be raised financial helpers for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And I declare that here none of you shall become irrelevant in the scheme of things in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not become irrelevant in the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because it is already done. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because our steps are ordered by you. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name we have prayed. Can you put your hands together for Jesus?